team.
So good morning to everyone.
Je tu dnes plno hostí, ktorí vidím prvýkrát.
There's a lot of guests today that I see for the first time.
A takisto vy vidíte mňa asi prvýkrát.
So probably you see me for the first time also.
A veľa prvýkrát, ja dnes kážem v tomto zbore prvýkrát.
That's a lot of first times. I'm also preaching for the first time today here in this church.
A presne takto pred rokom som bol len o trochu viac nervózny, keďže som sa ženil.
And just a year ago, I was just slightly more nervous because I was getting married.
Takže dnes máme s manželkou prvé výročie.
So today,
Téma je leto v Ríme.
Today's topic is a summer in Rome.
Celé leto je.
It's the whole summer.
A keď som videl túto tému, tak som mal predtým rešpekt, nakoľko to je není to ľahká a pozbudzujúca téma.
So when I saw this topic for the first time, I was thinking, well, this is not a very easy topic to talk about.
Na jednej strane Pavol, právnik, teológ.
On one side, Paul, he's a lawyer and theologian.
Na druhej strane tá téma o súde, zákone.
On the other side, the topic of judgment and law.
Aha, takže verím ale, že z toho budeme môcť prijať aj niečo pozbudzujúce a že tie veci tam dal Boh so zámerom do Biblie.
But I believe that even there we can find some things that are encouraging and that are good for us.
Skôr ako začneme, ja by som mal na úvod zopakovať, ale jedno svedectvo, ktoré je úplne nesúvisí s témou.
But before we start, I would like to tell you a little story that's not really connected to the topic.
Je tu dnes veľa ľudí, takže verím že pre niekoho to môže byť pozbudzujúce a chcem cez to svedectvo niekoho pozbudiť. To má možno podobné problémy.
So, there's a lot of people here, so I believe that at least for someone it will be an encouraging story, something that they can take that's encouraging for them.
V rodine sme mali roky dosť veľkých konfliktov a boli tam súdne spory, hnev, trpkosť, bolesť a tá situácia bola veľmi osobná, takže ja ho nebudem rozpitvávať, ale nemalo to konca.
So in our family we had a lot of conflicts, there were some court standings, there were some big problems. A lot of them were very personal, so I will not go to the big details.
Hrozila exekúcia.
There was a danger of foreclosure.
My sme toho boli s manželkou súčasťou, aj keď sme nechceli byť, ale boli sme.
So me and my wife, we were part of it, even we didn't really want to be.
A tých, ktorí chodíte s nami na skupinku, tak sme vás niekedy aj prosili o modlitby.
Those who are in a Bible group with us, we many times ask you for prayers.
Vedeli sme jednu vec, že my s tou situáciou nijako nepohneme našim úsilím.
And we knew one thing, that on our own we cannot do anything with this situation. We cannot do anything from our powers.
A už to bolo roky, proste roky.
And it was going on for years and years and years.
A Boh pred dvoma týždňami odpovedal.
And 2 weeks ago, God really answered.
A jedna vec za druhou sa v krátkom slede vyriešili.
And one thing after another solved. There were solved one thing after another.
Exekúcia bola zastavená.
The foreclosure was stopped.
Súd bol ukončený.
The court standings were closed or done.
A nastal čas pre priestor pre zmierenie a odpustenie.
And there was a place for agreeing with one another and with reconciliation.
A tak možno si v takej situácii, že roky sa modlíš a absolútne nič.
So maybe
žiadna nádej.
So maybe you're in a situation that you're praying for years and nothing really happening.
Prečo tento žalm do tvojej situácie?
I want to read you this psalm. 105.
To zo žalmu 105. Dopytujte sa na Hospodina a jeho moc. Ustavične hľadajte jeho tvár. Spomínajte na divy, ktoré konal, na znamenia a na rozsudky jeho úst.
4-5.
Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgment he pronounced.
Takže hľadaj Hospodina, jeho moc.
So be seeking the God and his power.
Nevzdávaj to.
Don't give up.
No, tá odpoveď je blízko.
Because the answer is close.
Aj keď to v tejto tvojej situácii tak nemusí vyzerať.
Even in your situation it doesn't have to look like it.
Diabol chce, aby sme väčšinou sa na to vykašľali tesne pred cieľom, lebo nevieme, kde je cieľ.
The devil always wants us to give up right before the goal, right before the end.
Takže toľko, čo som mal na srdci, a teraz už pojme k téme.
So this was on my heart, and now let's go back to the topic.
OK, takže list Rímanom.
So, Romans.
Budeme sa sústrediť na tretiu kapitolu, ktorá bola čítaná.
We'll be focusing on a third chapter that we read.
A ešte predtým poviem krátko k prvej a druhej také zhrnutie.
But in the beginning, let me just mention the chapter 1 and 2.
Takže Pavol takým právnickým spôsobom sa snaží v podstate v prvej kapitole dokázať.
So Paul in chapter 1, kind of in a law way, he's trying to explain something, he's trying to show.
Že výhovorka neveriacich,
that the excuses of Gentiles,
že Boh neexistuje, není opravnená.
That God is not existing, that it's not working.
V Rímanom 1:20,
in Romans 1:20,
je napísané, lebo jeho neviditeľnú skutočnosť, jeho večnú podstatu a božstvo možno od stvorenia sveta poznávať uvažovaním zo stvorených vecí, a tak nemajú ospravedlnenie. Lebo pretože hoci poznali Boha, neoslavovali ho ako Boha, ani mu neďakovali, ale vo svojom uvažovaní upadli do marnosti a ich nerozumné srdce sa zatemnilo.
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
Takže Pavol tu vyvracia ako taký žalobca na súde, ktorý vyvracia dôkazy.
So it looks a little bit like he is a prosecutor at a court and he is just shooting every excuse down.
A co, nedá mi nepovedať jeden príklad tejto jednej výhovorke, že Boh neexistuje.
There's one example of one of the excuses that God is not existent.
Rok 62 dostal Watson a Crick Nobelovu cenu za popísanie DNA.
So in 62 there was a Nobel Prize for decoding the DNA.
To Watson and Crick.
Watson and Crick.
Oni boli Crick bol ateista a odmietal existenciu Boha.
So Crick was an atheist and he absolutely disbelieved in God at all.
To dovedlo k tomu, k nasledovnému tvrdeniu, ktoré je úplne úžasné, nepochopiteľné.
And it guided him to a saying that to me is absolutely unbelievable.
To, čo sme objavili a popísali, je natoľko komplexné, že to nemohlo vzniknúť bez stvoriteľa, bez vyššej inteligencie, tak?
The thing that we explored is so complex that it couldn't have been made without a creator or without a higher intelligence creating.
A preto sme vznikli z semienka dovezeného vesmírnou loďou mimozemšťanmi, ktoré sú na vyššej vývojovej úrovni.
And therefore we all coming from a little seed that was planted on planet Earth by some higher intelligent alien race.
Ako, ja keď som to počul, tak som si spomenul na tieto verše a vždycky ma napadne.
Like when I was hearing and reading about it, I was up immediately reminded of these verses.
Takže Pavol tam píše o tom, že teda táto podmienka, výhovorka neobstojí. A potom tam píše o tom, kam vedie, kam ľudia sú zavedení, keď sa vedome rozhodnú popiera Boha, aké sú následky.
So Paul is shooting down this excuse as absolutely not valid. And then later on we can read where it guides people when they don't glorify God.
Aj takýmto nezmyslom napríklad.
Like for example by this stupid idea.
Taktiež tam píše o zvrátenostiach, o morálnych zlyhaniach a tak ďalej.
He also writes there about the crookedness or moral crookedness and of crookedness of doings of people.
No, ale potom prechádza od teda neveriacich a začne sa venovať Židom v druhej kapitole.
But then he's moving from Gentiles to the Jews in the second chapter.
No a Rímania, ktorí boli Židia pôvodom, ale už vyše 20 rokov kresťania.
And the Romans who were Jews, but they were over 20 years Christians already.
Sa obrátili na letnice, na Petrovo kázanie.
They will turn at the Pentecost.
Tak mohli možno aj spolu s nami čítať ten začiatok listu a hovoriť si, no, tak áno, to je proste, to je zvrátené. Neveria Boha, toto je výsledok.
So maybe they were reading this first chapter of Romans and saying the same things as we are, yet it's totally, doesn't make sense, those Gentiles.
Takže Pavol potom pokračuje veľmi zvláštnym spôsobom a prichádza k takému obratu. A to, čo vlastne komunikuje v druhej kapitole, v skratke.
But then Paul is kind of switching in a second chapters, and what he's saying is...
On by ste ináč úplne taký istý.
He's saying you're exactly the same.
Taký istý.
The same?
Naozaj.
Really?
Čo ty, prečo to napísal? Prečo bol taký tvrdý?
Like, why did he write it? Why was he so harsh to them?
No, nebola to úplne pravda z ľudského pohľadu. Oni určite žili morálnejšie, pretože už predtým dodržovali židovský zákon a potom Ježišové posolstvo sa snažili dodržovať.
From a human perspective, they weren't so bad because they were living definitely more moral life than other people. They're also probably following Jesus' teachings.
To, čo im chcel povedať, je, či už tak ako pohania majú vlastné svedomie a ich vlastný hodnotový systém.
So as what I want to say is, as Gentiles have their own consciousness and their own belief system.
Vy Židia máte svoj zákon.
You Jews, you have your law.
Možno my kresťania máme nejak, by sme to mohli nazvať ako kresťanskou morálkou.
Maybe we as a Christian have our Christian morals.
Ale to, čo im on chcel povedať, je, že latka je nastavená príliš vysoko.
But what he is trying to say is that the bar is set too high.
Veľa ľudí hovorí, no ja sa držím desatora.
Many people say, well, I'm following the Ten Commandments.
Prvé prikázanie najväčšie.
The first commandment, the highest one.
Že máme milovať Boha celým srdcom, dušou a myslom.
That we should love our Lord with our full heart, our full soul, our full body.
Kto to ako môže splniť?
Like, who can really fulfill that?
Ježiš kázni nahore povedal, počuli ste, že bolo napísané.
Jesus' sermon on the mountain, he said, you heard what was said.
Nezabiješ.
You don't kill.
A on im tam hovorí, že už keď vynadáš svojom bratovi, už ideš pred súd.
But then he pushes it further, even if you are mad at your brother.
A keď mu povieš blázon, ideš do ohnivého pekla.
You will go to the burning hell.
Takže štandardy sú príliš vysoko, on tam preto im to takto extrémne poňal.
So the bar is so high. So that's why he took it so to the extreme.
A kresenia, čo hrešia, teda pohania, čo hrešia bez zákona, zahynú bez zákona.
So the Gentiles who sin without the law, they will die without law.
A ostatní, ktorí hrešia pod zákonom, zahynú pod zákonom.
But those who sin under the law, they will die under the law.
Takže dosť bezvýchodisková situácia a depresívne posolstvo.
So there's kind of a hard message here. Like how can we get out of there? There's no way out.
Ale Pavol samozrejme druhá kapitola nekončí a pokračuje.
But Paul also doesn't end in the chapter 2 and he goes further.
Na začiatku 3. kapitoly môžeme čítať, že Boh zveril slovo židovskému národu.
In the beginning of chapter 3 we can see that God gave a word to the Jewish nation.
Im boli zverené Božie slova, sa tam píše.
They were given the words of God.
Tieto Božie slova reprezentujú zákon.
Those words are representing a law.
Aký význam má tento zákon, keď neposkytuje žiadne východisko?
So what's the meaning of this law if there's no way out of it?
Len taký, že bez zákona nie je možné učiť prístupu.
Just the thing that without a law there's no way.
Není možné učiť prístupu.
Without a law we cannot define what's bad and what's good.
Ak má zastaviť polícia, že som šiel príliš rýchlo?
If the police stops me, then I was walking too fast. Or driving too fast.
Ale nikde nie je žiadna značka, aká je maximálna rýchlosť.
But if there's no a sign with the maximum speed limit, with the speed limit,
tak ako môžem vedieť, či som prekročil rýchlosť?
So how can I know that I went too fast?
V 19. verši píše Pavol.
In the verse 19, he's writing.
Vieme však, že to, čo hovorí zákon, hovorí tým, čo sú pod zákonom, aby umutli všetky ústa, aby celý svet bol vinný pred Bohom.
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God.
A prečítam hneď 20. verš, pretože zo skutkov zákona nebude pred ním ospravedlnený nejaký človek, veď zo zákona pochádza poznanie hriechu.
Therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, throughout the law we became conscious of sin.
Takže zákon je dôležitý, lebo dáva nám relativizáciu.
So the law is important because it gives us some boundaries.
Ale súčasne nikdy nemôže byť zákon riešením.
But also the law is not a solution.
A kto sa na ňu upne,
and who is focused too much on law,
tak skončí v rovnakých šialenstvách ako vodca na krik.
He will end up in the same craziness as the Gentiles.
A ja vám poviem jeden príbeh. Nedávno sme sa vrátili z Izraela. Niektorí ste ho už počuli.
And I tell you a story. Recently we came back from Israel. Maybe sometimes you already heard this story.
Ten sprievodca tam chodí už 15 rokov, má tam množstvo vzťahov medzi Židmi. Chodí na návštevy do rodín.
Our guide is doing it for 15 years, so he has friends among the Jews, so he's going to visit them at their houses and stuff.
No a viete, je prikázanie, budeš dodržovať deň sobotný a nebudeš vykonávať žiadnu prácu.
And the commandment of the Sabbath that you will help one day free without any work.
Zobrali asi od takéhoto extrému.
They pushed it a very extreme.
Bol na návšteve a bola sobota.
So he was visiting one of his friends and it was Saturday.
No a oni ako jeden z tých predpisov je, že v sobotu nesmú mačkať žiadne gombiky, hej?
And one of the rules is that on Saturday they cannot press any buttons.
Raz som videl Židov pri výťahu, jak čakajú, kým im privolám výťah v sobotu.
So I saw a Jew waiting by the elevator, waiting for me to call the elevator for them.
No a tento pán tam tak sedel a bolo strašne teplo, ale hlásili, že bude zima, takže klíma bola nastavená na veľmi vysokú teplotu.
So this guy was sitting there and it was very, very hot, but the forecast was that it will be very, very cold. So he was sitting there with the AC fully on.
A teraz ten domáci.
And now the guy who owns the house, the host.
Oni nemôžu priamo požiadať, aby ste im urobili niečo za nich. A tú klimu oni nemohli ako predstaviť. Tak tam tak sedel, potil sa.
So you are not allowed also to ask someone directly to help you. But he also needed the temperature to be changed because he was sitting there and he was absolutely sweating because the AC was already turned on for very heat.
A hovoril, no, fú, ale dneska teplo, strašné teplo je dneska. Čo ty na to povieš?
So he was saying, gosh, this is really bad, it's like so hot right now.
A on že, no, bolo by dobre, a nemáte klimu doma, alebo?
So the answer was, well, it would be nice if there was an AC here.
Máme, ale strašne teplo je inak dneska.
And he answered, well, we do have AC, but it's so hot today.
Po 15 minútach začínal ten tour guide chápať, že o čo tam ide asi.
So, in about 15 minute time, the tour guide started understanding what's probably going on.
Tak dolejem ti vodu, odišiel domáci preč, do kuchyne.
So, he asked for water and the host went to the kitchen for the water.
On zatiaľ pristúpil k klíme, nastavil ho na 19 stupňov.
He came to the AC, he set it up to the 19 degrees Celsius.
Domáci sa vrátil, s takou úľavou na ňom pozeral a povedal, je tu tak príjemne.
And the host came back and with such a relief said, oh, it's such a nice right now. No.
Pol hodinu na to zaklopal niekto na dvere.
In about a half an hour someone knocked on the door.
Sused.
It was a neighbor.
Máte tu, počuli sme, že tu máte hostia z Európy.
We heard that you have a guest from Europe here.
Máme veľmi dobré koláče.
We have very good cookies at home.
Nechceš?
Don't you want some?
On povedal, ja nechcem, to sú cudzí ľudia, ja tam nejdem. A ten domáci hovoril, ale choď.
And the tour guide said, no, I don't know these guys, I don't really want to go there. But the host said, well, you kind of should go.
You should go. Proste ho donútil tam ísť.
He kind of forced him to go to the neighbor.
Konverzácia začala.
And the conversation started.
Ale dneska teplo.
It's so hot today, isn't it?
Nenáste ešte koláče?
You want summer cookies?
Odišli do kuchyne.
So he left.
Situácia sa zopakovala.
He left to the kitchen. The situation repeated itself.
Na záver povedal, aby som to skrátil.
So in the end, for me to shut it down.
Nastavil som klimatizáciu v 15 bytoch v celom baráku.
He had to set up the AC in 15 apartments in the whole building.
Je to smiešne.
It's funny.
Ale je to rovnaké šialenstvo.
But it's also craziness.
Ktoré neprináša riešenie.
It is not bringing a solution.
Trhať toaletný papier deň dopredu, aby už bol natrhaný na sobotu.
To prepare a toilet paper to a little pieces on Friday so you can, so you have ready on Saturday.
Takže zákon je dôležitý, lebo určuje, čo je vina a čo nie je vina.
So the law is important to show us what is guilt.
Ale neprináša žiadne východisko.
But it doesn't bring any solution.
Pavol ďalej píše vo veršoch 5 až 8 o súde.
Paul also in a verses 3 to 8 is writing about the judgment, about the court.
5 to 8.
From 5 to 8.
Avšak naša spravodlivosť dáva vyniknúť Božej spravodlivosti. Čo na to povedať?
But if our own righteousness brings up God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say?
Či Boh nie je nespravodlivý, keď nás stíha hnevom?
That God is unjust in bringing his wrath on us?
Toto hovorím podľa ľudského zmýšľania.
I am using a human argument.
Určite nie. Veď inak, ako by mohol Boh súdiť svet?
Certainly not. If that were so, how could God judge the world?
Ale ak sa na mojej lži ukazuje, že Božia pravda je o mnoho väčšia,
someone might argue that if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory.
Čo Bohu slúži na slávu, prečo som ešte aj ja súdený ako hriešnik?
Why am I still condemned as a sinner?
Či je to variť tak, ako nás ohovárajú a ako podľa niektorých práv my hovoríme, robme zle, aby vzýšlo dobro?
Why not say, as we are being slanderously reported, as saying, and as some claim that we say, let us do evil, that good may result?
Ich odsúdenie je spravodlivé.
Their condemnation is deserved.
Takže Pavol sa tu pýta, že teda keď náš hriech dáva vyniknúť Božej dobrote.
So Paul is saying here, if our sin is given a glory to God.
No tak, na čo potom ten súd? Tak
why then the judgment?
Prečo Boh neprehliada naše previnenia?
Why doesn't he just overlook our wrongdoings?
Prečo sa vôbec zaoberá tým súdom?
Why does he even care about the judgment?
Prečo tam nie je tá láska, odpustenie?
Why there is not a love and forgiveness?
Súd je dosť taká nepríjemná vec.
A court and judgment is quite an unpleasant thing.
Zoberme si príklad zo svetských súdov.
Like we can look at a normal human courts.
Tak predstavte si, stane sa zločin.
So a crime is have happened.
A prokuratúra povie, že to nie je potrebné vyšetrovať.
And a district attorney said there is no reason to really investigate it further.
Súd ani nezačne teda.
The court will not even start.
Alebo teda súd začne.
Or the court actually starts.
Súdca a porota si vypočujú obžalobu.
The judge and the juries will hear what's the problem.
Napriek presvedčivým dôkazom sa tvária, že sa skutok nestal.
And even when it's clear that a crime has happened, they're acting like nothing happened.
Alebo že sa toho obvineného netýka.
Or that the guilty person he doesn't take any part in this thing.
Netreba si veľmi predstavovať.
It's not hard to imagine that.
Na Slovensku každý pondelok demonstrujú teraz ľudia, tisíce ľudí, kvôli tomu, že nemajú dôveru vo vyšetrovateľov a v súdnictvo.
In Slovakia every Monday there's there are people standing in the streets demonstrating that they don't have faith in our court system.
Traja z piatí ľudí neveria proste súdnictvo a štátnu moc na Slovensku.
3 out of 5 people don't believe in the court system and in the government in Slovakia.
No a bol by to rovnako nedôveryhodný Boh.
And it would be very similar with a God. We would not trust in him.
Ktorý by prehliadal naše hriechy.
If he would just overlook our sins.
Bol by slepý.
If he was blind.
Alebo by vyšetroval nakoniec vypadal, že sa nestali.
Or if he would investigate them, but in the end would say they didn't happen.
Stačilo, keby sme zapierali.
It would be enough if we were just lying about it.
Boh je aj sudca, je spravodlivý sudca.
So God is a judge and he's a righteous judge.
No, on musí naplniť spravodlivosť podľa zákona na 100%.
He has to fulfill the righteousness by the law 100%.
Inak by popieral sám seba a svoju podstatu.
If he didn't do that, he would not be God. He would destroy everything that is true about him.
Takže ten súd je realitou.
So the judgment is a reality.
Boh je sudca.
God is judge.
Je tam žalobca.
There is an attorney, there's a prosecutor.
O tom sme už hovorili dosť, to je
we talked Satan. About it before, it's a Satan.
A potom, aj keď súd nie je radosná vec,
and even though a court or judgment is not a happy thing.
Naša nádej je v tom, kto je tam ten obhajca, kto je pozícia obhajcu.
Our hope is in the position on the person of the defender who defends us at the court.
Ten typ obhajcu, ktorý nepotrebuje študovať zákony.
Those defenders who don't have to study law.
Pretože on je zákonom samotným.
Because he is law himself.
A nepotrebuje hľadať kľúčky.
He doesn't have to look for loopholes.
Poľahčujúce okolnosti
or some things that would be in our favor.
môže uznať našu vinu.
He can see our guilt.
Ale súčasne dodá, že zaplatil za ten trest.
But he also adds to it, I already paid for that wrongdoing.
V prvom liste Jana môžeme čítať.
We can read.
Deti moje, toto vám píšem, aby ste nehrešili, ale ak niekto zhreší, máme u Otca obhajcu Ježiša Krista spravodlivého.
My kids, this is what I'm writing to you. Do not sin, but if you sin, you have a defender at the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Takže zákon nemôžeme vylúčiť, pretože zo zákona vieme, že sme vinní.
So we cannot erase the law, because of the law, we know that we are guilty.
Súd musí byť, pretože Boh je spravodlivý.
The judgment has to happen because God is just.
A nemôže pokryť sám seba.
And he cannot undermine himself.
Ale naša nádej je v našom obhajcovi.
But our hope is in our defender.
V Rímanom 3:22 je napísané.
In Romans 3:22 is written.
Božia spravodlivosť skrze vieru Ježiša Krista pre všetkých, čo veria.
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
Ospravedlňovaní sú zadarmo jeho milosťou, vykúpení Ježišovi Kristovi.
To all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
Boh ho ustanovil za prostriedok zmierenia prostredníctvom jeho krvi pre tých, ktorí v neho veria.
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed before him unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time.
Takže zadarmo,
so for free,
milosťou,
through the mercy,
Ježišovi Kristovi,
in Jesus Christ,
pre tých, čo veria,
for those who believe.
Byť ospravedlnený zadarmo milosťou skrze vieru je úžasná vec.
To be justified for free through Jesus Christ through mercy is a wonderful thing.
Ale na to, aby sme to vedeli oceniť a byť vďační,
but for us to realize how great it is and to be grateful for that,
musíme najprv poznať, že sme vinní.
We have to realize that we are guilty.
A na to je potrebný aj ten zákon a súd, o tom sme hovorili.
And for that we need the law and the judgment.
Amen.
Amen.